From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the biggest transfer so far, 15 prisoners at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been freed to the United Arab Emirates. The departure of the dozen Yemeni nationals and three Afghans leaves just 61 detainees at Guantanamo as the Obama administration tries to close the facility before it leaves office in January. An administration official overseeing the closure said it continues to its continued operation weakens U.S. national security. But R. Nicholas Pellerino, visiting Georgetown University professor, said while he understands the administration's point of view, the U.S. remains at war with the global jihadist movement.
If you accept that, which many of our leaders do, and many people around the world do, then we should not be releasing these prisoners back into the battlefield. And the battlefield is not only Syria, Iraq. It is around the world at this point.
A spokesperson for Amnesty International said keeping Guantanamo open gives cover to foreign governments to ignore human rights. The parents of the Nigerian schoolgirls, viewed as the most recent video by their Boko Haram abductors, were described Monday as wounded by the images. A masked man on the video, released Sunday, said some of the girls had been killed in airstrikes. Hosea Tsambido is chairman of the Chibok community in Abuja.
What makes them sad is for the fact that many girls have died according to the video, and some are broken, some has wound on their heads due to the airstrike.
Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 schoolgirls from the Borno State village of Chibok in April 2014, causing international outrage and a social media campaign. This is VOA News. Russia's defense minister is quoted as saying Moscow and Washington are close to agreement to begin joint military action against militants in the northern Syrian city Aleppo. Fighting continues there. Aid worker Ismail Abdullah points out airstrikes that are a tragic daily routine.
Do we really hear the bombing? This is the bombing, the sound. This is the sound of bombing. Russian intervention changed the game, and we have a lot of bombing, targeting civil defense centers, targeting hospitals, targeting schools, targeting markets.
He called Aleppo the world's most dangerous place. In Yemen, a Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit a hospital in the north Monday, killing at least 11. A coalition spokesman said the target was a training facility used by Houthi rebels. Meanwhile, the medical charity Doctors Without Borders had an airstrike Saturday struck a school, killing 10. Prompted this condemnation Monday by Farhan Haq, spokesman of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Secretary General notes with dismay that civilians, including children, continue to bear the brunt of increased fighting and military operations in Yemen. He calls for a swift investigation of this tragic event and urges the parties to take all necessary measures to prevent further violations of international humanitarian law and human rights.
The Saudi coalition began its air campaign in March of last year. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has called for extreme vetting, including ideological screening, to catch people who intend to enter the U.S. to cause it harm. Trump spelled out his immigration and foreign policies in a speech Monday in Youngstown, Ohio. He said immigration policy is the common thread linking past U.S. terrorist attacks.
9/11, the Fort Hood shooting, the Boston bombing, the San Bernardino attack, the Orlando attack, is that they have involved immigrants or the children of immigrants. Clearly, new screening procedures are needed.
Meanwhile, his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, Monday questioned Trump's temperament, intellect, and qualifications to be president. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a lifetime curfew was in place following two nights of unrest in the wake of a police shooting of an armed black man. Sunday, police faced off with protesters throwing bottles and bricks. In Rio Olympic game competition Monday, Kenyan middle distance runner David Rudisha defended his Olympic title, winning gold for a second time in the 800-meter race, while Bahamian Shawnee Miller scored an upset victory to win the 400-meter gold medal. A shallow earthquake struck late Sunday, measuring 5.3 on the Richter scale, killing at least four people and injuring dozens in southern Peru. A U.S. tourist was among the fatalities. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.